I think we can begin the class, right?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. Something we need to consider, not just before Bible class, of course, but through the course of each day, is whether you're in fellowship with God or not.
就是我们每一次在上课前，我们一定要先检视自己，是不是跟上帝有了连结的关系。
When you first enter into the spiritual life, meaning when you first become a Christian and start learning about God's plan for your life, you do realize you have to make many, many changes in your life.
当你成为一个基督徒，然后你开始在跟上帝有所连接的时候，你必须了解你在你的人生、你的生命、生活中是需要有很多的改变。
Before you believed in Jesus Christ, it's almost like you were walking 180 degrees in the wrong direction, and now you're expected to turn around and start walking the other way.
在你认识耶稣基督以前，你的人生的方向很可能跟你认识耶稣基督之后是180度的不一样。
And that's because we're born into the devil's world, the cosmic system.
而我们要了解的是，当我们在这个世界上出生的时候，我们其实是在属于魔鬼所创造的属世系统中。
You are born with a sin nature, which is a part of your DNA.
而且我们呢，是跟着我们自己的罪性在生活的，这个罪性已经在我们的 DNA 里面驻足。
And you were born with this emotional pattern. That's like the system in your body, which can be very emotional and even take over your thinking.
而我们呢，其实是跟着我们的情绪、情感的这种形态在思考，在行动。
And as we've learned over the last couple of lessons, this cosmic system, which is designed and promoted by Satan, is designed to get you as far away from God as possible.
而我们也在前两几次的课程里面也学习到，就是说我们这个属世系统呢，也就是被撒旦魔鬼所设计的这个属世系统，它其实就是想要把我们拉开，从神的计划中越拉得越远越好。
And it's only when you start seeking the truth and then obviously believe in Jesus Christ that you have a chance, that you have an opportunity now to learn what is God's plan.
而如果呢，我们开始寻求神，也就是说，我们开始认识了耶稣基督之后，我们开始寻求真理，那我们就会开始发现这个跟属世系统的差别。
But until you get into a Bible class, you've been accumulating, and it depends how old you were when you believed in Jesus and then attend a Bible class, you could have 20 or 30 or 40 years of accumulated evil in your soul.
而在我们进到一个这样的一个圣经课程之前，我们可能已经有20年到40年的一些思维习惯，都是充满了原来我们的各种邪恶的念头。
And I have to emphasize that only changes when you start learning the Bible seriously. You know, just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean you're going to change your thinking. It really only begins once you start learning the Bible.
而这些改变呢，不会因为我们相信了耶稣，相信了基督就会改变，是必须我们真的愿意投身去学习圣经教导，我们才有开始有机会去改变。
Believing in Jesus Christ changes your eternal destiny. Of course, now you're saved and you can go to heaven, but it does not change your thinking.
我们相信耶稣基督呢，是可以改变我们的永生的命运，但是并不能够改变我们平常思维的习惯。
One thing you need to be aware of all the time is whether you're in fellowship with God or not.
所以我们平常一定要很注意的是，我们到底有没有与神相交。
It has to become like a habit in your mind where you get used to first recognizing that you've sinned when you sin in your daily life and then naming your sins to God the Father.
而这必须要养成一个习惯，就是你能不能够随时发现你的罪，而当你发现犯罪的时候，你就马上去跟神认罪。
Yeah, this doesn't happen naturally. It only comes through first learning it through Bible class and then practicing that on a daily basis.
所以这不是你天然就可以会的，你必须要每天都要去练习，而且在圣经课里面学习。
And it's the same with living by faith, or we call it the faith rest drill. This is something that needs to be practiced. It's a drill, right, where you're practicing on a daily basis.
所以就像我们把它称之为一个信心的一个
drill, it's like the training exercise, I guess.
一个信心的训练，你必须要不断的训练才会变成是你的习惯。
There's a lot of things where they should become a habit, but again, you might have to break 20, 30, 40 years of bad habits in order that you can start to do these good habits naturally.
因为我们称之为要成为一个习惯，它其实是要打破你过去20年或30年或40年以上的习惯，然后才能够训练一个新的习惯，然后变成你现在的习惯。
And of course, that takes a long time.
这当然要花很多时间。
Okay, but you know, we do need to remind you at the beginning of every Bible class that it's important to name our sins to God the Father.
这也是我们在每一堂的圣经课之前都要提醒大家，我们必须要对我们的天父认罪。
Okay, and again, it's a very simple process. Just name your sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
所以我们现在就很简单的开始呢，依据着约翰一书一章的第九节，我们要对天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
天父，感谢你给我们的时间。
For this great privilege that we have to gather here now and to study your word.
我们真的非常的感恩，可以有这个时间，大家一起来学习你给我们的话语。
We give thanks that our spiritual mentor, the Holy Spirit, will teach us these things now.
也感谢我们的圣灵能够成为我们的讲师，我们的 mentor,
teacher,
心灵的导师。
In order that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们可以学习神所给我们的所有的计划，也让我们可以学习像耶稣基督。
And we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们感谢因着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the other week, oh, sorry, just on Sunday, we were going through the slideshow about the cosmic system.
我们礼拜天的时候呢，又把整个属世系统哈，又做了一个温习。
And currently, we're sort of talking about this anti-nationalism or globalization movement that's currently very strong in the world.
我们最后讲到了，就是对于反国家主义，还有叫做全球化的运动，对这个世界上的影响非常的大。
So that's going to be the main topic for today. We've got quite a few points we need to do about this.
那我们今天要特别把这一件事情呢，特别花一点时间来研究。
But before we do this, just something I want to review a little bit from last Sunday as well. It's the topic about Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
那但是在讲这个反国家主义跟全球化的运动之前，我也想要再温习一下我们上礼拜天提到的创世纪第一章一跟二节的事情。
Yeah, I'll just explain a little bit now because tomorrow morning I'll be sending out the slideshow. I did up a little slideshow to help us understand what's happening there.
明天呢，我也会再发一个 PPT 给大家。说明更清楚，就是说明一下我们今天讲的事情。
For now, I'll just show it up here, and we'll just go through it quite quickly. It should only take about 10 minutes, and then we'll get back to the other topic.
好，我们希望这个讲到创世纪一章一跟二节不要花超过十分钟，然后我们就可以回到我们的主题。
Why it's important to understand this is because a lot of people are atheists in the world, and they use what they've seen from what we can call pseudoscience, which is a fake science, and what they see in the Bible, to say that it contradicts. See, science contradicts the Bible and vice versa, therefore God does not exist.
我们为什么要特别强调这一段呢？是因为很多无神论者，他们会拿着这个所谓的科学，那我们当然我们从我们的角度是假科学哈，来说我们的圣经其实是不符合科学的，所以它一定是神是不存在的。
And I use the word pseudoscience because we have to understand that true science is based on observation, you're observing facts.
所谓的假科学呢，为什么我们要特别提？因为我们先要理解科学的来源是在于我们对于整个宇宙大自然的一个观察而来。
Now we have this word in English, pseudo, which really means fake.
我们用这个假科学，其实意思就是它不是真实的。
The word science itself actually means knowledge.
所谓这个科学这个字，在英文它或者是拉丁文，他们都是讲的就是所谓的知识，这个字就等于知识。
But true science is based on observation.
真正的科学是来自于观察。
So you can actually see, you can observe something happening, and you can make tests about that. You can do the same thing over and over again. If you get the same result, then you can actually come up with a law about this.
所以我们讲的这个所谓经由观察得到的科学，是因为你要一再的不，你经过一个观察得到了一些规律，然后你要一直去测试它，这个规律怎么样测试都是一样的结果的时候，这个才叫做科学。而这样的一个结果，我们就会把它定成一个定律。所以科学是会有定律的。
Within the realm of science, obviously it divides into different kinds of categories. So you have physical laws and chemical laws and mechanical laws, things like this.
所以呢，因为所有的科学都经由观察变成了一个理论，然后经过理论不断的验证，就变成了定律。所以我们会发现科学会分成很多种不同的方向的定律，包括物理的定律、化学的定律、机械的定律等等。
Yeah, biological laws.
然后生物的定律。
Okay, and that's a simple one where, for example, if you plant a tomato seed in the ground, a tomato tree will come up. That's a law. You can't deny that.
就好像说你把一个番茄的种子种在土里，它就会长出番茄，这些都是生物的定律，你是不可能否定它的。
Yeah, and that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 1. God said, whatever you plant down on the ground, that's what it's going to come up. Each seed after its own type.
所以在我们的创世纪的第一章里面就提到，所有的东西你种什么就长什么，然后都会有分门别类的一个状态。
And that doesn't change.
而且是不会改变的。
Now you can get mutations from something. Something will mutate, but something can never improve. It's never been proved through observation that you can plant something down and that it will change, that the genetic structure will change.
而当然有可能突然有突变，但基本上我们在看所有的种什么长什么的这东西是不会变的，除非非常奇怪的状态发生，它发生了一个突变。
See, scientists have observed mutations, but a mutation means something is getting worse and eventually it just cannot reproduce. If something mutates, it'll mutate to the extent where it cannot reproduce. That's the way I understand it.
哦，就是说如果讲到这个什么所谓的这个突变啊，这种情况呢，其实发生的情形是就变成无法再繁殖，经过有变异的状况的时候是很难再繁殖的。
Just for example, I think if you breed a horse with a donkey, is it? Then you can get an ass. Genetic structures are very close together between a horse and a donkey, a little bit different. But their offspring cannot reproduce. So you can produce an offspring.
所以就像我们如果特别把马跟驴交配的话，生下来的是骡，但我们所知道的就是骡就不可能再会生孩子，它就是一个没有办法再繁衍的状态。
Okay, and they do genetic modifications under laboratory processes, and these are try to improve things. But actually, you have to remember when they're doing this, these are intelligent people doing these processes. This is not a natural process. It's intelligence making this GMO. So they're trying to improve these strains of, they do it with rice and different grains. But this is intelligence, right?
所以所谓的人工，刚刚讲的这种变异啊，其实是一种人工合成的状态，所以它跟大自然的情形是不一样的，所以这个东西我们就不能把它称之为人大自然的规律，它不是一个定律，它是被人工特别做出来的。
Very intelligent people producing this, but actually they're taking two perfect products perhaps and try to breed them together, and then they can create something to make the genetic modification.
所以这是靠人工非常厉害的人工智慧，好去把它特别做出来一种特别的状态。
So if anything, that proves the existence of a creator, that you need a creator, you need intelligence to be able to produce things.
所以你要创造一个新的东西，其实一定是需要有一个所谓的 创造者，才有机会把它创造出来。
But see, scientists, they make these observations, sorry, not even observations, they make these hypotheses and theories about the Big Bang, for example, and evolution. That's two of their main areas. These things are not based on law, it's based on hypotheses and theories. You cannot see the Big Bang, you cannot see evolution. Hypothesis?
假设。
Okay.
所以如果呢今天我们谈到那个宇宙的诞生是经由一个大爆炸而起来，这是科学家的一个假设，而不是经由一个已经被观察得来的定律的话。
And then what they do is they try to present these things as a law.
但他们却把这种假设要把它当作一个定律来介绍给所有的人。
And I mentioned the other week how in a classroom of young children, when they're first learning science and learning where we came from, the schools today teach Big Bang and evolution as if it's fact.
而在以前的时候呢，学校的这个教小朋友世界的起源、宇宙的起源，他们还会拿着圣经的内容来讲。现在已经完全不讲了，全部就从大爆炸、宇宙的大爆炸，还有整个进化论。来解释整个世界的这个的发展，而且他是把它当作一个事实来教，但实际上他们并没有看过。
So these young souls are being propagandized by evil.
所以这些年轻的灵魂们、孩子们，他们等于是就被一种邪恶的概念推广着。就是被大人教了一些邪恶的概念。
See, these scientists that come up with these theories, they are atheists. And what they're trying to do is to prove or to justify the non-existence of God, because they don't want to believe in God.
而这些理论呢，其实是被一些无神论者特别把它设计出来的。他们之所以要这样子教导，这样的设计，就是要让未来的孩子们不相信有神的存在。
It's actually a lot easier to believe in the existence of God than to believe that the universe came out from this Big Bang and we have this perfect, perfect environment. You know, everything is so beautiful and in harmony. And the atheists will say it's all an accident. That just doesn't make sense.
但其实呢，你要相信这个宇宙、这个世界是被神造的，要比要相信这个宇宙世界是经由一个大爆炸而来的要容易得多，因为你看这世界上的一草一木，所有的创造都是那么的完美，在那样的完美的世界，却要被无神论者把它当作是一个非常偶然的一个发生，是不是比较难相信？
If you have an explosion and they try to say that, you know, all of the material in the universe was packed into something the size of a golf ball, maybe, and all the matter. And then if you have an explosion, there can only be chaos. And it doesn't matter how many billions of years, you've got everything going in an outward direction. It's impossible to come together to create something.
如果今天这个世界是经由大爆炸而产生的，那照理说所有东西都应该是混乱的。怎么会所有的东西在你看地球是相较于宇宙非常非常的渺小，可是这个渺小的地球上面却每一草一木全部都是完美的一个状态，它怎么可能是经由一个，而且照理说一个大爆炸它应该会整个宇宙会快速的膨胀向四周，可是现在看起来几千年几亿年来星星都没有动过。
And the Bible says that nature is declaring the glory of GodJust the fact that we see nature around us, this is God saying, I am a creator. This was created by me.
而我们的圣经就很清楚地讲说，这个大自然是神所造的，是上帝说是他造的。
And there's a verse in the Bible which says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. He's a fool. If you say there's no God, you're a fool.
而圣经也说，如果你说这里没有神，那你就是一个大笨蛋。
But, you know, these scientists, they can make themselves out to be very intelligent people. You know, they use long words and scientific formulas and things like this. But in the eyes of God, they're idiots, they're fools.
但是呢，这些科学家们虽然是非常聪明的人，他们可以用非常长的字去描述一个事物，他也可以创造一个很大的一个方程式来解释一件事情。但是这些非常聪明的科学家在上帝的眼里就是一个大笨蛋。
And within the scientific community themselves, that they're always contradicting themselves and they can never quite come up with the right answers anyway.
而且在科 科学界，你也会发现其实科学家们常常他们讲的事情会自相矛盾，所以并没有办法，而且他们必须一再不断的修正，没有办法真的找出定律的情况是非常多的。
And because they're not basing their thinking on law, on scientific law, you know, they're always involved in a hypothesis and theory. The textbooks are always changing. So you know, every 10 years or 5 years, they're always coming up with new information. Science is never, it's never absolute.
科学呢也永远很难做一个绝对的成功的定律，因为每隔十年、二十年，就很可能他们之前的一个说的定律其实是一个假设的一个理论就被推翻，又重新又有新的一个理论。
Now we can say that scientific laws, now they are absolute because they were created by God. And we have laws not just in science, but also within economics and society and things like this as well. But law is absolute.
因为所谓的定律，它的意思就是绝对，也就是说，不论在经济学的定律啦，或者是物理定律，就是任何的定律，它其实都必须要明确的是，它永远不会改变，才叫定律。
Because all law is established by God. We're talking about, you know, laws that God has established. These are absolute. These never change.
所以真正的定律是什么？是由神设计出来的定律，才是真正的定律。
Okay, but the pseudoscience, you know, that's what we're talking about, these people trying to present the science. That's changing all the time. So, who are you going to put your trust in, the scientist or in God?
所以这种假科学它其实是一直在改变的。那你到底要相信科学家呢，还是要相信神？
Now one thing that science has observed, and they can do this through their telescopes and just looking at the earth around us, is that the earth and the universe is very old.
有一件事情呢，倒是科学家们他们发现了，就是他们经由这个望远镜的观察，这个宇宙是非常非常老的。
Okay, and that brings us round to what we were looking at in Genesis 1:2a, and I'll just go quickly through the corrected translation again.
所以我们现在要回过头来看创世纪第一章第二节，我们要来正确的读懂这个圣经上面的话，而不要因为错误的翻译而误解。
Okay, because through proper understanding of this, we can understand that the universe is actually very old, but we need to see it translated correctly.
我们知道了这个宇宙是非常非常老的，所以我们需要真的从经句里面也看出这件事来。
Okay, so this is Genesis 1:2 here, and just in the first part. So first thing, in the Chinese, they didn't even have a conjunction. So we need to put the conjunction which relates to the Hebrew word ver over here.
Shall we start from the verse 1?
Oh, okay. Verse 1 is very simple. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay. 在创世纪一章一节，他讲说，上帝创造了宇宙。
The Hebrew word therefore to create is bara, which means created from nothing.
而这个在希伯来文里面所用的创造呢，他用的那个字的意思是，它是从无中生有。
In Hebrew, there's quite a few words for creating and making things, but bara is used only for creation from nothing.
希伯来文里面有关创造呢，其实有好多种不同的动词，但是这一次他用的就是从无中生有的那种创造。
Okay, so this relates to the creation of the universe.
所以这就造成了我们了解神他创造无中生有的创造了宇宙。
And the creation of the angels as well.
他也创造了天使。
Okay, and the soul and the spirit of humans, these are also bara, they're created from nothing.
包括人的灵魂也是用这个字，他创造人的魂也是从无中生有的一种创造。
Now we've run out of Zoom time. What we'll do, we'll close down for 5 minutes and then we can start onto this properly after the break. So we'll come back at, I think it was 5 minutes. So that'll be about 7:45. Let's say 7:45.
好，我们现在7:38，我们7:45回来，请大家重新上 Zoom。